I was in shook as British troops threw Gammon bombs into communist headquarters on Constitution Square. They captured the building and took 18 prisoners. Half an hour earlier, British Sherman tanks had used machine guns against AM headquarters, 3 blocks north of Constitution Square. They cleaned out the building, but one British soldier was killed. The big fighting started yesterday noon and grew during the afternoon. At 3 o'clock, I got into a jeep with Tom Mushamp, young Winnipeg Canadian-born British captain. In the back seat was a grinning Punjabi soldier with rifle cocked. We drove off to look for trouble. Near Lonely Square, we found 3 Sherman tanks and followed them down side streets to their rendezvous with smaller honey tanks. Then we stopped one place, and a middle-aged, haggard woman put her hand on my arm and said, "God bless you." It didn't make me feel any better. We drove around in the jeep and managed to find the honey tanks for the Shermans and brought them to a small square where some civilians were passing with hands raised above their heads. 5 minutes later, the Shermans pulled away, and we followed them till the firing got too hot. We stopped beside some policemen who were firing from a doorway, but pulled away quickly when they started firing at people in the distance. Down a side street, we watched a few Indian soldiers unloading a generator, and we turned on the radio in the jeep. A voice from London was saying that British troops were intervening in Athens to prevent further bloodshed. It sounded a strange irony to me, for a yard away on the sidewalk was a pool of blood where one man had been shot. Then we switched over to dance music. It was an edition of Command Performance, and the music cheered the British and Indian troops who were at work. 10 minutes later, we tore down an empty main street where there was firing on all sides, but the jeep was traveling so fast that I couldn't see whether the firing was at us or not. This morning, Captain Mushamp told me the story of what he did last night. He described one of the fights that are typical of what is happening all over Athens. In the glare of searchlights on tanks, a parachutist battalion was clearing Elas troops from a technical school near a police barracks. The troops gave Elas an ultimatum to surrender. They refused. So the tanks moved in, and the troops went from room to room, rounding up the 20 or so occupants that were there. One of them was a 17-year-old girl. One of the paratroopers was killed in the action, and the troopers were annoyed. Kid gloves were off. It's hard to say how long this will go on, but the British are definitely out to stop the insurgents. Yesterday, Winston Churchill refused the only political move outside of complete surrender which might have had any effect. On Monday, the Greek Prime Minister, Papandreou, had suggested that Themistocles Sapoulis, long-time Greek liberal leader, form a government. AM had accepted, but Churchill said he wanted Papandreou to stay. That ended the matter. Sapoulis stated that he would not support Papandreou because this would be supporting a dictatorship. This is Guthrie Janssen in Athens, Greece, returning you now to the NBC in New York. That's the piece, New York. Now, I'm going to repeat that in just under 10 minutes from now. This firing is still going on around here, and I hope you're able to pick it up.